Hello, and welcome to the Ledger LCJ podcast for today. This is Craig Hall, and today's podcast is sponsored by Central National Bank, LaFleur County's oldest and largest bank. Today is Friday, December 10th, 2021. This is the 344th day of 2021. There are 21 days left in the year. A total of 22 people filed for school board offices in LaFleur County. Only Huebner Office Number 2, Panama Office Number 2, Cole Office Number 2, Puddle Office Number 2, and Worcester Office Number 2 drew at least two candidates, so there will be an election for those offices in the special school board election on April 5th. In the sports scoreboard for Thursday in basketball, for boys, Kenta defeated Arcoma 56-39, Red Oak down Bokoshi 79-19, and how defeated Savannah's JV 62-16 in the Crowder tournament. At the Nadine Carpenter Classic in LaFleur, LaFleur defeated Eagletown 78-38, and Panama defeated Porham 67-17. The girls in the Nike Tournament of Championship in Fort Smith, West Memphis defeated Howe 60-44. LaFleur overcame Kyoto 69-49. Panama was defeated Porter 36-29, Pocola 60, Whitesboro 39, and Worcester defeated Haleyville 47-21. Iowa State running back Breece Hall is the Associated Press Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year for the second season in a row, while conference champion Baylor has the league's top defender and coach. Baylor senior Jalen Petrie was named Defensive Player of the Year, and second year Bears coach Dave Veranda was also honored in the AP All Big 12 Team and Awards released Thursday, as determined by the vote of a panel of 20 sports writers and sportscasters who regularly cover the league. In weather today, we'll have cloudy skies with temperatures close to near record levels in LaFleur County. The high will be 76 degrees with showers or thunderstorms possible. Thursday's high was 61 with a low of 43. Sunrise Friday is 7:16. Sunset is 5:07. Average temperatures for December 10th are high of 54 and a low of 33. Records for the date were high of 79 in 1939. The record low was 12 in 1977. On December 10th, 2020, the high was 75 and the low was 39. On the county calendar for today, funeral services for Virginia Howard is 2 p.m. at Dowden Roberts Funeral Home Chapel in Huebner, with Brother Alvin Branscombe officiating. Burial will follow in Huebner Memorial Park under the direction of Dowden Roberts Funeral Home of Huebner. Graveside services for Carol Barnett are 2:30 Friday at the Milton Cemetery outside Bokoshi. In high school basketball games tonight, Bokoshi and Cameron are at the Indianola Tournament. How's the boys are at the Crowder Tournament, and how's the girls are at the Tournament of Champions in Fort Smith. Roland is at Poto, Salisaw at Spiro, Broken Bow at Tallahena, and LaFleur is at home in the Nadine Carpenter Classic. On this date in history through the years, in 1817, Mississippi was admitted as the 20th state of the Union. In 1861, the Confederacy admitted Kentucky as it recognized a pro-Southern shadow state government that was acting without the authority of the pro-Union government in Frankfort. In 1898, a treaty was signed in Paris officially ending the Spanish-American War. In 1964, Martin Luther King Jr. received his Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo, saying he accepted it with an abiding faith in America and an audacious faith in the future of mankind. 1967, singer Otis Redding, 26, and six others were killed when their plane crashed into Wisconsin's Lake Monona. In 2005, actor comedian Richard Pryor died in Encino, California, the age of 65. I ask that you please check out today's newsletter at hebenledger.substack.com. This is our free Friday edition, so you can check it out for free. And if you like it, please subscribe for only $5 a month or $50 a year. We also ask that you please share this with anybody you think might be interested. And if you or your business want to sponsor one of our sections, email craig@heathenledger.com to get started. We're also trying to increase our subscribers and need your help. Our goal is a minimum of 1,000 for either the newsletter, heathenledger.substack.com, or our e-edition, heathenledger.com. Cost is less than a meal at any restaurant, and your support of a locally owned and operated business is very important and appreciated. We thank you for tuning in today and hope you have a great day and a great weekend.